Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include: those who persecute Falun Gong will be denied entry into Taiwan. Sydney, Australia. Rally condemns the Chinese Communist regime's persecution of Falun Gong. International piano competition preserves musical traditions. Introducing Falun Gong to local communities in Germany, Spain, Belgium, and Denmark. 60 Falun Gong practitioners in China sentenced to prison in August 2019 for refusing to renounce their faith. And Bulgaria. Sofia's residents gain insights into the Confucius Institutes as instruments of the Chinese Communist Party. Now for the stories.
Those who persecute Falun Gong will be denied entry into Taiwan. The Legislative Yuan Republic of China, Taiwan, Foreign and National Defense Committee invited government units, including the National Security Council and National Immigration Agency, to report and answer questions on the draft amendments to certain provisions of the National Intelligence Work Act on October 2, 2019. When questioned by a Taiwan legislative member, the Immigration Agency Division said that those who were involved in the persecution of Falun Gong or have broken the law will now be denied entry into Taiwan. The head of the Entry and Exit Affairs Division of the National Immigration Agency said, "Chinese officials will be denied entry into Taiwan if they were involved in the persecution of Falun Gong or have broken Taiwanese law." When interviewed, the legislative member said that the immigration agency has made it clear that whether it is Communist Party officials or visitors from China who want to enter Taiwan for studies or travel, if they have broken the Taiwanese law, for example, if they were involved in the persecution of Falun Gong, have attacked democracy in Taiwan, or disrupted Taiwan society, the immigration agency will often deny them entry after a joint review. He emphasized that this was a very important announcement and has not been mentioned in the past by any Taiwanese government department. He said the Taiwan government welcomes anyone from anywhere in the world to visit Taiwan, but will not permit the communist regime to use the democratic system in Taiwan to persecute those who have already been persecuted in China. He clarified, "Taiwan is a very important democracy country in Asia. We should uphold our responsibility to protect people and safeguard democracy and freedom."
Sydney, Australia. Rally condemns the Chinese Communist regime's persecution of Falun Gong. Falun Gong practitioners held a rally in front of the Customs House in downtown Sydney, Australia, on September 30, 2019. To speak out about Chinese Communist Party thugs in Hong Kong attacking a Falun Gong practitioner on September 24th, and to tell what they have done to hold the perpetrators accountable. Like practitioners in the United States, practitioners in Australia have also handed over a list of Chinese human rights violators to the Australian government. They are calling on the Australian government to bar members of the Chinese regime who have persecuted Falun Gong practitioners from entering Australia. At the rally, they called on all sectors of society to help stop the CCP's persecution of Falun Gong. The violent attack on a female Falun Gong practitioner in Hong Kong took place on the afternoon of September 24th, after Ms. Liao Chulan and her friend went to a police station to apply for an activity permit for October 1st. Shortly after they left the station, two men dressed in black and wearing black face masks attacked Ms. Liao with what appeared to be police batons. Ms. Liao was badly beaten. Repeated blows to the head left bloody gashes. Dr. Lucy Zhao, director of Australia's Falun Dafa Association, said at the rally, "The CCP has controlled China for 70 years with lies and violence. We commemorate those people who were tortured to death by the CCP. We call on the government of Australia and other Western countries to deny visas to these human rights violators, and to deny their entry into these Western nations. We issue a strong warning to the CCP and to all the CCP officials and police who have participated in the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners and other prisoners of conscience. You will be banned from entering any free Western countries. This denial will include your children and grandchildren. You will be brought to justice.
International Piano Competition Preserves Musical Traditions. The 2019 NTD, Fifth International Piano Competition, semifinals and finals took place on September 27th and 28th at the Baruch Performing Arts Center in New York City. A total of 86 contestants from 28 countries participated in this year's competition, with 15% of them proceeding to the semifinals and 6 advancing to the finals. Professor Becky Yao, the head judge of the competition, said, "Everything about life through composition can be expressed. Music is life. Life is music. This year there were so many young pianists. I'm so happy to see young people who want to come back to this tradition. As judges, we feel very honored to listen to these talented pianists. Like a scholar, a musician knows everything that's related to music, so they understand the background of that period, so they can present it better, the composer's style." Ms. Yao said, "Plus your own personal feeling, your personal experience, how to interpret it. And when performing on stage, it's important to remember it's about the music, not oneself," Ms. Yao said. "You want to bring the beauty and the purity to the audience." So the contestants, they themselves had to clear their minds to be very calm, very peaceful, very pure, and just focus on their piece. The competition is also a grand platform for pianists to share their understanding of classical music, Ms. Yuao said. "Good music can inspire people, and pianists like messengers, shouldering the mission of carrying on these traditions and reviving neglected music." Ms. Yao said she believes in the importance of the goodness in traditional music, comprised of peace, love, honesty, respect, and rationality. "We want to carry on those good traits of humanity in the world throughout our competition, through our classical music," she said.
Introducing Falun Gong to local communities in Germany, Spain, Belgium, and Denmark. Falun Gong practitioners held activities and participated in local community events to introduce the cultivation practice to the public and raise awareness of the Chinese Communist Party's ongoing persecution. During these events, practitioners demonstrated the exercises, clarified the truth, and held signature drives. They invited people to sign a petition to condemn the persecution, especially the state-sanctioned organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners. Reports were received about local events in Germany, Spain, Belgium, and Denmark. Munich, Germany. German Falun Gong practitioners held an event on September 28th at Marienplatz in Munich to introduce Falun Gong and expose the CCP's persecution. Many people signed a petition to support Falun Gong practitioners. The world-famous Munich October Festival, Oktoberfest, is held annually in Munich. Marlene Square is packed with tourists from Germany and around the world, including many Chinese tourists. Valencia, Spain. Valencia is the third largest city in Spain. On September 27th through 29th, a 3-day health expo was held in the Convention and Exhibition Center in Valencia. Falun Gong was particularly eye-catching among the numerous booths. Brussels, Belgium. Practitioners held activities in downtown Brussels on September 28th to introduce Falun Gong and expose the CCP's persecution. Many people paused to watch the practitioners' exercise demonstration, read the posters, talk with practitioners, and sign the petition protesting the persecution. Aarhus, Denmark. Practitioners participated in an event called Folk Gathering in Aarhus, Denmark's second largest city, on September 28th. The event aimed to share community ideas and practices and provide a communication platform for people to learn and care for the public. Falun Gong practitioners were invited to participate in the event and introduced the practice to the public.
Sixty Falun Gong practitioners in China sentenced to prison in August 2019 for refusing to renounce their faith. According to information compiled by the Mingwei website, the month of August 2019 recorded 60 new cases of Falun Gong practitioners sentenced to prison by the Chinese Communist Party's court system. Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, is a spiritual practice based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Since the CCP started persecuting the practice in July 1999, many practitioners have been subjected to arrest and detention, imprisonment, torture, forced labor, and even organ harvesting. The practitioners were sentenced for raising awareness about the persecution of Falun Gong, including telling people about the practice, distributing calendars and brochures with information about Falun Gong, and disseminating information about the persecution using Wi-Fi hotspots. These sentenced practitioners come from 18 provinces and municipalities in China, with the provinces of Jilin and Heilongjiang topping the list with 12 cases each. The prison terms range from 1 to 11 years, with an average of 3.4 years. Due to the CCP's information and blockade, the number of Falun Gong practitioners sentenced cannot always be reported in a timely manner, nor is all the information readily available. 11 of the practitioners are 65 or older. Their sentences ranged from 1 to 9 years, with Ms. Ma Yuanhua, age 70, sentenced to 9 years and fined 20,000 yuan.
Bulgaria. Sofia's residents gain insights into the Confucius Institutes as instruments of the Chinese Communist Party. The documentary, In the Name of Confucius, made its premiere in Bulgaria during the prestigious Sofia Biting Docs Film Festival at Sofia's Cinema House on September 30th, just one day before China's National Day and 2 days after the World Confucius Institutes Day. The storyline of the documentary is that the Confucius Institutes are tools of the Chinese Communist government and interfere with democracy in the world. There are two active Confucius Institutes in Bulgaria, one associated with Sofia University and another associated with the University of Veliko Tarnovo. Confucius learning facilities were established at 6 schools in the Bulgarian cities of Sofia, Plovdiv, and Stara Sagora, all of them subsidized by Chinese government grants. Through 2018, there were 548 active Confucius Institutes in schools of higher education worldwide, and almost 1,200 Confucius classrooms in elementary and middle schools. Despite characterizing itself as humanitarian, Confucius Institutes have been criticized not only for promoting the Communist Party's agenda, but are also suspected of being involved in espionage. University partners commented that topics Beijing considers inconvenient, like Taiwan, Tibet, the Tiananmen massacre, and the persecution of Falun Gong spiritual practice, have been removed from their curriculum. Chinese representatives insist that their university partners not discuss these subjects during classes. Confucius Institutes have also been accused of pressuring their university partners to promote their own programs. For example, part of the Confucius curriculum were poems and songs in honor of Mao Zedong. One of the Falun Gong practitioners in charge of the events in Bulgaria said, "We hope that these are the first steps that lead to an awareness that already exists in Canada, that the Confucius Institutes are a source of communist propaganda and should be shut down. This will open the door for genuine traditional Chinese culture in Bulgaria." Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.